Of the six major candidates running to be Nashville's next mayor, the prospect of raising the minimum wage has emerged as one of the few differentiators. WPLN is asking the same questions of each candidate. Today, we start with this. Should Nashville establish a local minimum wage?
Yes.
At-large Councilwoman Megan Berry is the only one going out on the minimum wage limb. She points to the state of Arkansas and city of Louisville.
Even in places where you would think that this wouldn't pass, overwhelmingly, citizens and voters want people to have a living wage.
From there, candidates fall on a spectrum from semi-support to outright opposition. Charter school founder Jeremy Kane says it's worth considering.
We've seen other places raise the minimum wage, and it hasn't ruined the economy.
If Nashville were to raise its minimum wage, the Republican-dominated state legislature would likely try intervening.
Where my focus has been is not going to the legislature and banging my head on the wall for what likely is a losing argument.
Attorney Charles Robert Bone says he'd rather spend time recruiting better-paying jobs. Same for businesswoman Linda Rebrovic.
I'm also for businesses to have the opportunity to do the right thing.
Two candidates gave us a straight-ahead no. They're on two different sides of the political spectrum. Real estate developer Bill Freeman is a big Democratic fundraiser.
I really haven't thought about that. Different than the federal minimum wage? I don't know that that's a good idea.
Former school board chairman David Fox considers himself politically right of center.
When you cut the bottom rungs off the ladder, you're forcing, you know, a significant number of people into long-term unemployment.
An economy that might have fewer entry-level jobs, Fox says, is not an economy he has much confidence in. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.